Got it.
Okay. Great stuff. I'm ready when you are, Dan. You can count yourself in.
Cool. Just one thing, those lights on top of my head, do you want those off?
No, they're fine. I'm happy with those. Yeah.
All right. Okay. And 3, 2, 1. Hello, welcome to another episode of Dan's Got Change with Brightrock as season 16 of the Dan Nichols Show rolls out. And if you go back several seasons, you might remember our current guest joining us alongside of Wade Van Niekerk and cutting an equally athletic figure. He's a comedian who's got something of a roller coaster journey, especially over the last couple of years. Dave Levinson, welcome. Lovely to see you.
Hello, Daniel. I didn't even know you broke your ankle or your leg or something. That's the first time I saw it when I was watching a rerun by mistake on YouTube of your show.
Well, thank you for the accidental support. I'm greatly appreciative.
Are you okay?
I snapped the Achilles tendon playing paddle for the Dan Nichols Show, doing the kind of thing men of our age probably shouldn't be doing, David.
No, I don't paddle anymore.
I was thinking when I was getting ready to chat to you the first time we met, I think you were at a stage where you were still working as a graphic designer, I think for Complete Golfer magazine, and dabbling in this world of comedy and thinking about whether or not to give it a go. That's probably 20 odd years ago.
That would be 20 years ago, yes. So I think before that, you wouldn't have known that I was studying at WITS doing, physiotherapy, and human movement sciences, and that's what my original field of study was. So I would have been a PT teacher.
How did you then end up in graphic design?
The diagrams that I was drawing in that, you do anatomy and physiology and you do all those things. I was doing great diagrams and someone said, wow, you can really draw really well. I'm like, oh, okay. And then obviously when you fail at university and you end up in the army, drawing skills don't really matter that much. And then I decided to study graphic design. I became a magazine designer. Well, I suppose an art director, you'd call it. You dealt in magazines as well for a bit. Nice. I remember Golf Punk magazine.
Yeah.
We were centerfold.
We roped you into that years ago. And
that was great because it was kind of pre-Live days, which is great. Like you predicted it.
The nostalgia of it all. Of course, while you were doing that, you were also starting to make a name for yourself into the world of comedy. I think a lot of South Africans got to know you from that famous M-Web Get in the Box advert with your white coat.
Which is quite interesting because that was an improvised ad, which is what I love doing. I love improvising. I don't like the scripted stuff, which you know.
I do indeed, and it forms the hallmark of your comedy and the reason that you've got such an army of fans. Was it an accidental journey into comedy?
It was almost a dare. I suppose most comedians have got a story about how they get into it. I was at a function and someone said, do you want to try a comedy? So I said, I'll do it. They said, you can do 5 minutes. And after 25 minutes, the guy had to turn my mic off. It was that on Broadway. I don't know if you know, in Cape Town, the old on Broadway at the bottom of Sea Point.
And
it was an evening of comedy with a whole bunch of real comedians. But yes, I loved it. It's just something, you know, when you're doing it, you just feel so natural and you're like, hang on a minute, I can do this. But I come from a background of public speaking and debating and school plays and all that stuff. So I had it. It was in me.
And you do have a unique style. I love watching you when you hit your rhythm, because I almost get the sense you're never entirely sure what you're going to say next, let alone anybody in the audience. But when you get into that zone, and I've seen you in it a few times, there are a few people funnier than you, Dave Levinson. You just get into that space where you absolutely rock.
So I wish that I could do a comedy show with no one watching for like 10 minutes, and then a curtain goes up and I'm already kind of rolling. So I hate that first 10 minutes or 5 minutes of an audience going, what is this guy doing? So I wish they couldn't see that 5 minutes of where I've just got these blocks on the floor, you know, with different letters. And then open the curtain when I'm ready for it. Well, I mean, you and I come from a background of golf day emceeing. Your style is completely different to mine. I treat a golf day as a comedy club, which is maybe not the right thing because it's more conservative, but I do love that kind of environment where there's no rules, there's no script. We can just have fun.
And it's something you love doing, but it's something that you weren't able to do so much of over the last few years as entertainment fell away in the COVID environment. And you somehow keep your chin up and your posts are upbeat and you seem to be hanging in there as well as you can. But it has been a really tough few years for you, Dave.
Identical. I don't like talking about it because I've figured out that people don't like to hear your stuff. So if you say that, you know, as soon as the banks start phoning, my advice is to answer the phone because really that's going to be the highlight of your day. Banks, insurance companies, anyone that you owed money to, don't avoid them. So when I was sitting on my hammock, because I didn't have my house, when I was sitting in my hammock and I just thought, well, how do we get out of this? There's no events. There's no golf days. We make money doing events. We MC events and we're at comedy clubs and it just wasn't happening. So I kind of sat there for the first 3 months just wondering. I didn't know what to do. I had no coach or mentor advice to give or to get. But you have to get yourself out of it. So the first thing is get rid of your lot, like get rid of those things. So you don't need, get rid of the house, get rid of the car, start floating again. And they're just things, you'll get them back, you know. So that was my attitude, like just get rid of stuff and get lighter. Get less weighted down by stuff. So all the stuff went eventually, and then I started just speaking to people and just saying, well, how are you getting out there? You know, what are you doing? And that kind of got me out of it. But it was dangerous. It was a dangerous time.
And in terms of this change in your life and dealing with it and getting over the mental challenge of this new space and a space that a lot of people have had to negotiate, how difficult was that for somebody who I know to always be upbeat and quirky and fun?
I'm glad you called me mentally challenged because, yes, it's so strange because often you'll hear people say comedians are depressed. So they obviously use Robin Williams as an example. Or you hear that dentists are the most highly depressed of the generation. But it never occurred to me to have anything drastic in my life to go, well, I'm taking myself out or I'm going to just lie back. I've always been upbeat and said, there's got to be a way out of this. I'm too talented to do what I love and I'm not going to let it get me. So I met a guy just after COVID kind of had that little break. There was a take your masks off kind of thing. And I saw him. I said, how are you doing? He says, we're doing brilliantly. I'm like, what? What do you mean you're doing brilliantly? I thought everyone was doing bad. He said, no, the property game is working because someone has to sell their house and someone has to buy a house. So I said, well, I'll come and work for you. And I was joking. And then I'd say a year later, he said to me, Dave, why didn't you phone me? You said you were going to come work for me and you never phoned. I said, no, I thought you were joking. So I started work that next week. He said, phone my manager, phone my training officer. You're starting on Monday. And then that was kind of like a light. Because how do you eat an elephant? Dan?
One bite at a time.
And that's the best advice I can give anyone. When you think you're in this hole, and it is a hole, how do you get out? You've got to just get a step ladder, and just as further you get out of the hole, the more light there is. So you just, it feels like you're in a hole, which I was. The house was gone, the car. And I don't know if you've ever had a car repossessed. They come and fetch it on a flatbed. And it's quite an emotional thing. You wave bye to your car, but I've got it back. How's that for a banana?
And you've got it back in part because of this new job. You are not just Dave Levinson, comedian. You are also Dave Levinson, estate agent. I see you recently sold your first house.
Thank you. I can imagine you
actually being really good at this because you're charming and you're personable and it's a very different space, but when you've clearly found your feet in.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe having a sense of humor helps in life. So that because someone selling their home might be emotionally attached to it. So you need that sense of humor to negotiate that feeling. You know, maybe it's, I don't know. And then someone buying a house is also emotionally wanting to up their life. So you're this go-between. So maybe having a sense of humor is the right way to go. It is a very serious business, Dan. You've bought property or sold. It's not as much. I don't think the comedy, maybe 10%, because I've never done so much admin in my life. Like the learning curve, we have training on Mondays and Fridays. Can you imagine me? You know what I'm like, ADD. These trainers, they have a hard time with me, but it's been an incredible journey just to watch like the growth of something I never knew I had. And now I'm selling homes and I'm good at it. So Yeah, the comedy helps because I think I'm resilient and I'm tough and I don't let things get to me. You know, you get such a thick skin as a comedian, and maybe that helps. Because in this Remax business thing, you've got to phone people and ask them questions, and they really do tell you to go away in a nice way, and you just got to pick up the phone and start again. So my skin's already thick, so I'm ready for the rejection. You just need that one call to say yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, David, I've always admired you as a comedian and loved you as a mate. But what really, really inspires me is the fact that you've been through so much over the last few years, and yet you're still smiling, you're still going strong, you've found a new space, and you've also given people the opportunity now, if they want to, they can combine a viewing of a house with a private stand-up comedy show, which is a pretty cool option. So
I think I'm not going to do that. We are definitely. I'll have a little stage with a microphone. Hi, welcome. That's the kitchen.
Oh, well, look, Dave, keep going with it. The only thing I do hope is that in between selling Gupta mansions around the country is that we will still see you on stage, because as good as I know you will be as an estate agent, Dave Levinson, the comedian, will always be my favorite. And we certainly hope to see plenty more of that.
Thank you, Danical. You can actually see me in a TV show coming up, but I'm not allowed to talk about it. I'm growing my hair to look not like Elon Musk, just so you know.
All right. Well, keep an eye out then for Dave Levinson, the television star, Dave Levinson, the comedian, Dave Levinson, the real estate agent, but most importantly, Dave Levinson, the teacher of lessons in life. Dave, thank you. And we look forward to seeing you back on the show again soon.
Appreciate it. Cheers.
So there we go. Dave Levinson, one of my favorite comedians, one of South Africa's most genuinely funny people, and now proving a dab hand at selling property as well. Perfect. Happy, Mias?
Yes, I'm happy. That was a shameless little plug there at the end. We'll probably not see it, but...
It doesn't exist. It's a dead brewery.
But maybe you know, we can work it in, and then we'll revive it for you.
It was a dream that I owe the bank for that brewery. That was my biggest cost.
Oh dear. Sure. I would say let's play some golf soon. I'm probably not going to play golf again this year.
So what's it? Your ligament? Your cruciate? What, your knee or your ankle?
I snapped the Achilles tendon. They did full reconstructive surgery. This was 4.5 months ago. 6 weeks after the surgery, the wound reopened and it still hasn't healed. So we're now preparing for skin graft surgery to try and fix that.
I promised a guy, said to me, come and play cricket for this last man standing. He said, I'm 53. There's just no way. It's the stupidest thing. And you know what? You're not going to injure yourself fielding in the slips. You go, no, you can stand in the slips. I'm telling you now, a ball's going to come at your finger or something. And then now your knee, you can't do it.
Yeah.
And I can see why Victor Matfield at 35 at 2015 World Cup. Is that right?
Yeah.
Too old. He's got the skills and he can read line-out calls, but it's just you can't. Your body doesn't work.
Yeah.
I'm a member at Kyle Army now.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know how that. I don't know how that works. But if you are back, I suppose golf is the most least, but even then you can hurt yourself.
Yeah, no, it's the swing, especially when you're consistently driving 380 meters. Just the G-force that goes through your leg.
Consistently. Very cool. But thank you, man. It's this Bright Rock. They're in there. That's nice.
Yeah, so we do a, kind of like a promotional series that runs online to kind of hunt the show and get people watching.
Okay. Yeah, very clever. But I mean, this is a training. I've never been trained so much in my life. Ask me anything. Ask me about rentals.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one, as exciting as it does sound.
sorry, guys. I unfortunately also have to go. I'm going to end this meeting now.
I love you, Mias.
Thanks, Dave.
I'm leaving. I'm off to the hospital to get my foot looked at. But, David, thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. And hopefully I'll see you on stage, or even better, share a stage with you sometime soon.
Yes, let's do it. Bye, Mias.
Cheers. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Cheers, David. Yes. Bye.